This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
6:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and make sure to join us, the morning shift, every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work as well on the grill by tweeting us at the morning shift. Again, it's the tailgate at home. Presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix.
Yeah, I got my Christmas meat yesterday.
Christmas. So did you go ham or turkey?
I went pork, but
that's what she said. Anyhow,
I got some of it. I'm gonna do two pieces of meat. I'm not doing ham or turkey. I don't know. I thought about doing a turkey because Publix has those turkey breasts.
Yeah,
and if you do them right, they're so good.
What's the right way to do the big turkey? Because I always want to buy those. They're not bad price. Well,
not a full turkey.
Yeah, yeah, just turkey breast. Yeah, yeah.
You inject them. And then you take, you can take like a compound butter and you lift the skin up and you go in between the skin and
sure.
the meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just massage that butter in there and just let it just, as it cooks, basically it just seeps into the meat and it basically makes it really moist.
Oh,
very
dude,
moist.
Stop.
Can I ask
stop.
What
Do
a compound?
Not whisper moist into the microphone.
What is a compound butter?
You know, it's funny because Archie and I got in this fight about it. He's like, what the hell does that mean? Compound butter. I'm like, you know, it's like butter with other things in it.
Oh, okay. Like garlic
so,
butter.
Yeah. It's, you can make a compound butter. I've done it before and it I'd rather just buy it cause it's easier, but you're just putting a bunch of things in and you basically, you know, it's like a compound word. You take one word and you add another word to it and you make it better. And so you take butter and you just add some ingredients to it and it makes it better.
What does the compound butter do to the meat again?
Stop it. Why did you do that?
Makes it.
Why are you
really, really moist?
Moist. I'm more mad at you now than I am him.
So moist.
You know, dude.
When you taste it,
it's one thing. First of all, I am one of those people moist. That does not like that word, but just to hear Bo whisper it, this is just a whole nother level of like, all right, man.
Yeah, it's a creepy word. But it's not meant to be.
No, absolutely not.
We've made
terrible.
It that way.
Actually,
we've made words dirty.
I actually think it didn't sound that bad when you whispered it. I didn't,
yeah.
Dylan, I feel Dylan. Like most people, Mike cringed at
Read
it.
Read the room,
I
man.
I didn't cringe.
Read the room, Dylan.
I think it was fun.
No.
Dylan likes it when I whisper.
Ah!
Into the microphone.
Okay, pause.
I can hear the radio dials turning right now. I can hear them.
Hey, you asked for it, Dylan.
Let's go to yesterday. Raheem and Kirk Cousins talked about their matchup. They're taking on the Cardinals this weekend. One of the big questions we've been talking about, Falcons fans have been talking about, is what's going to happen next year with Michael Penix rehabbing. He won't exactly be ready for the start of the season. So who's going to fill that quarterback position? Kirk Cousins, could he be on the table? Raheem fielded this question yesterday.
You know, everything's on the table. You know, obviously, we all sit down at the end of the season and we'll have all those discussions. We'll talk about all those things, and that'll certainly be a part of it. You know, like when we went down the journey of Kirk Cousins, we planned on, you know, the amount of years that we put in this contract, and hopefully we were able to potentially get more. So we'll see where that goes and all those type of things. But, you know, it's definitely up for discussion once we get to the end of the season. We know we'll get Mike back next year, but that'll definitely be up for discussion.
I don't even know where to go with this. I really don't. Like, I have never even let myself think that it's a possibility that Kirk is back with this team. And if he is, it just prolongs this entire saga to an extent of saying, you know, Kirk gets another year, and you're probably, there's probably some crazy amount of money attached to it or some kind of crazy restructuring. I don't know, but the thought that Michael Penix could go into, like, if you got Kirk back for another year, I have very little feeling that if Kirk were to be back here next year that Penix would start at all unless Kirk were hurt. So now we're going into year four with a first-round draft pick that we don't know what he is. Is that what we're doing? I have a hard time believing that this would ever work out that way.
I think it's funny that people, first off, I don't know who's making that decision.
Nobody does.
And I think that's why I don't understand certain questions being asked. Like, why was that question asked? You know, but I also, based on, Bell did a straw poll, an anonymous straw poll, and five out of the nine people that he polled in the media room yesterday at Flowery Branch said they didn't think Raheem would be back. So was it one of the four that asked that question? I don't know. Who asked that? How's that question phrased? I don't want to out anybody, but who asked what? The other thing is I think it's weird to make a decision in December based on next August. A lot could change. Why would you, of course everything's on the table. You don't know what's going on. But the other thing for me is 3 weeks ago, I was being told how bad Kirk Cousins is playing. Now, after one game this time last week, people were arguing with me and disagreeing that he was actually playing well. And then you go win one game, and he plays, obviously he played well. He's played well every game he's really played since, other than the Miami game. Now people are like, well, yeah, I'd take him back. So we got to stop being reactionary. That's the problem with even having this conversation, is it's all reactionary and based on the same thing with Kyle Pitts. All of a sudden now people want to franchise tag him. I didn't put you in there, but why are people saying that, you know, oh, look, he suddenly got it targeted? No, he hasn't. Kyle Pitts has had 7 targets per game this year. 7. And that's his average.
Yeah.
And we were talking about one game he goes off where he has 11 catches because he got more targets. Obviously, he got 12 that game, but now we're on a franchise tag. It's just like, there's too many reactionary conversations happening for me.
Well, I understand that, but I think that, you know, I think it's only natural. I mean, we just talked about how the Dolphins are moving on to Quinn Ewers, and the thought was they need to see what they have. When you're out of the playoff hunt and you've got 3 games left of the year, I think that the best thing to do sometimes is to start looking. I mean, we kind of did the same thing last year.
I agree, but I don't think you can figure out. I know, but I don't, and I think we still don't know what Michael Penix is, do we?
No, that was my point.
And that was the point I was making about Quinn Ewers earlier. And that's the point of this, is like, you're going to base the next year on the end of the season? I don't know if that's fair. I think it's fair to say you would base it on what Kirk Cousins has been through his career, right?
I think you have to add in who's the offensive coordinator, and if it is going to be Zach, then I think you have to base it on what Kirk has been inside of Zach's offense,
and
not just the career.
And who's making it?
Who's making what?
The decisions.
Oh, God. Probably nobody that we've said so far today. So it is what it is.
Just to get some different perspective on this, I think it's the fear of the unknown that is making people ask these questions. But you guys both know that Dukes and Bell go up to Flowery Branch every week. You both have gone up over the last couple of weeks to talk to Raheem and a player. And yesterday, they did get to talk to Kirk. And they asked him the same thing, if he's willing to return next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think February and March questions are great in February and March. I think you have to ask it now. If this is your job, you got to do it. But yeah, I think those are questions to talk about in February or March. And I tell Mike this, but like, his best football is ahead of him, and he's got a lot to look forward to. I think Falcons fans have a lot to look forward to with Mike as the quarterback. And so, you know, I remember watching Griff, you know, Robert Griffin. He, I believe, it was early January, tore his ACL, you know, and started week one. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL on Christmas Eve and then ran for 2,000 yards the next year. So there have been a lot of examples of guys who, you know, they have the injury, they come back, and not only come back, but they come back better than ever. And so I think that Mike's got a lot to look forward to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What a perfect answer.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and I know. I'm not shocked by anything he just said, because he says, "Hey, this is it's a February March conversation, and there's a lot to be made." The problem with it being in February and March, because I think he's spot on, is we don't know that Michael Penix makes a great comeback and is ready for Week One. We just won't know that in February and March. It's kind of impossible to tell. So there is part of this that has to be decided on throughout the certain structure of the offseason. And I know it kind of sucks to have that conversation. I know he doesn't want to answer it, and no, Raheem doesn't either. But I think that when you look at how the offense is operating under Kirk, and we, you know, talk about pure progression and reading defenses and things like that, I think it's only natural that you start going, all right, I want to be a fan of a playoff team. That's not what we have right now, and all I can focus on is how we're going to get there moving forward. And I don't know that Kirk is the answer. I don't know that Zach's the answer, or Raheem, whatever, but it's my brain is just pointing that direction to wonder who is the quarterback in week one next year.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, it's obvious that it's going to be pointing there. The problem is that I have a problem, and I heard some of the way it was set up. The question was asked in a way where it was like, if you're guaranteed to be the starter the entire year. And that's why he kind of answered that about Michael Penix. And to me, it's like, I'm not guaranteeing the job to anybody. Haven't we seen how that gets us in trouble? Haven't we? If Kirk Cousins is here next year, then it's on a basis that he's going to compete for the job unless Penix is not healthy. And then once Penix gets healthy, we'll see how he's playing. But if Kirk Cousins is not playing, if you've got the end of 24 Kirk Cousins, he's not. That's not He's not going to keep that job. And I don't know why anyone would make that declaration, especially a coach, if Raheem's back, that would be clearly coaching for the life of his future life as a head coach.
And I'll tie a bow on that and say, even if Raheem did say, hey, you'll be the starter next year, if I'm Kirk, I ain't believing him. I'm just not, man. Like, I'm not going down that road again with you, Raheem. I was told that I was your guy at one point. You drafted a first-round quarterback, buddy. I don't believe that.
And part of the answer is what Kurt wants. Does he want to not be in Atlanta, where his family's at? And I don't think he's – I would be surprised if they moved their family across the country again.
There was a lot more to this conversation with Kirk and Dukes and Bell. We're going to play more of that for you at 7 o'clock. But coming up next, we've got more guys declaring for the NFL and my Mac drop. It's Throwback Thursday trivia. Today is the grand finale. It is 12-12. Someone's going to take this thing today. The series finale happens next. The theme is ATL, yo. That'll be next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.